help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
And now a star is born. On September 30th, 1985, the world welcomed little baby T-Pain.
Congratulations, it's a boy. What will you name him?
I'm gonna name him T-Pain.
T-Pain, a star is born.
The hell is that?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Advisors to Joe Biden's presidential campaign have asked news networks to stop booking President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, accusing him of spreading false, debunked conspiracy theories, accusing Biden of corruption in dealings with the Ukrainian government. Giuliani tells Fox Business Network this morning,
"The reason they want me to be silenced is not because I'm unhinged. It's because I've got facts and because he's guilty."
New York Democrat Akeem Jeffries says about accusations President Trump pressured Ukraine's president to investigate Biden in exchange for military aid.
"This is a matter of urgent national security concern, and that is why we're compelled to act."
That's Congressman Jeffries on Fox News Sunday. The Forever 21 clothing store chain files for bankruptcy and announces plans to close up to 178 of around 500 stores it has in the United States, also most locations in Asia and Europe. America's listening to Fox News.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, the next name in the name game for the 8 o'clock hours, Dan Hawkins.
Dan Hawkins.
You have the rest of the hour to call back. 396-5477. 396-5477. Dan Hawkins, you'll be in to win. If you call back, you'll be in to win a 1 hour massage with aromatherapy, relaxation massage with aromatherapy from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon every month for an entire year.
A whole year?
Yes. A whole year, every month, you'll get a relaxation massage with aromatherapy from Smart Skin.
Wow.
That is Dan Hawkins. Call us back, 396-5477.
All righty, I got to tell you, it's pleasant outside. Let's get the rest of the story because change is coming.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Well, the good news is we do see relief on the way and a change in patterns, but the bad news is it's about a week away, okay? So if you can hang on for just a few more days, we do see light at the end of the tunnel. Meanwhile, today, day six of the record heat with a high 98 to 100. The record is 97. Kiss that baby goodbye for day number six. And then tonight's low 72. Then tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the heat record continues. Highs in the upper 90s every day. We'll break a record or tie a record every single day through Friday. Meanwhile, over the weekend, we'll knock the temperatures down just a few degrees. Highs generally in the low to mid 90s. That's a start. And widely scattered storms on the radar. Yeah, that's a good sign. Then an important change early next week with showers and thunderstorms out ahead of a cool front. And the showers and storms will be moving through, let's say, from late Monday through Tuesday. And then much cooler behind that with highs in the lower 80s and lows at night in the 50s. Hang on. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm wind, 75 degrees at 8:06. Whether it's 6 minutes after 8 or the middle of the weekend, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And that's why it's good to know at Plumbing by Luke Wire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. Well, for over two decades, they've been second to none in the River Region in the plumbing business. And I wish I would have known about that about 10 years ago when I was always wondering who in the world to call for this particular plumbing problem. But I saw the light. Well, actually, somebody pointed out to me about 5 years ago that, those people that you got taking care of your air conditioning and heating, they're also doing the plumbing. Well, now I know. So I got the whole house plumbing inspection, which is great peace of mind because now I know that there's not a major problem lurking that is going to surprise you when you walk in the door from maybe coming back from a trip. That's happened to some of my neighbors where they walk in and they put their feet on the carpet and they hear squish. Well, check with Plumbing by Lukewire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-9666. You can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the Plumbing tab, and their Alabama certification number is 844-17.
807.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic continues a busy morning. I-85 inbound at Chantilly Parkway. There's a bit of a slowdown going on there. It'll take you a few minutes to get through. A disabled vehicle reported at I-65 southbound just past Cobbs Ford Road now. That's going to be in the right-hand lane. Slowing traffic just a bit inbound into the city of Montgomery. And on Perry Hill, we have an accident at Perry Hill and Karenbrook. That's between Vaughn and Carmichael on Perry Hill. Use caution and slow down. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who can we get to announce today's conundrum?
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
All right. As she sits in for Emily, and we thank you again for that today. Jacqueline Tomlinson will give you today's conundrum worth a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
The average one of these lasts 16 months in America. What is it?
Huh. The average one of these lasts
16 months in America. What is it?
Okay.
If you think you know the answer to this one, call 272-9228. I think we can eliminate D batteries. You know, it's amazing. Because sometimes we do this and we think they'll get it on the first or second call. Mm-hmm. But we'll get, instead, 8 to 10 brilliant calls that none of us could really...
There were some last week like that.
Yeah.
Where we thought, what a great answer. Not the right one, but it's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, of course, qualifying puts you in the drawing at the end of the week, the final Emily segment, where we give away some great prizes, including, I just found out, it's a $53 package from Baumhauer's, the Tailgate to Go package, which is a party-sized tray of wings, chips, salsa, queso, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. Oh, and gooey fries for all. Sticky fingers time. But there's something special about Sticky Fingers at Baumhauer's because everything is just so good. If you're not, in fact, if you don't have sticky fingers after a meal at Baumhauer's, you are not doing it right.
That's very true.
All right, Sam wants to be the first person in on this one at 272-9228.
What's up, Sam?
The average one lasts 16 months. What are we talking about?
Hey, Greg, we're talking about a part-time job. That or maybe a job in radio work.
Every radio job is part-time.
That's not it.
That's a good
guess.
Not
a part-time job.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Very good guess. 272-9228 is the number to call. Now, I don't want to have to pull the torture music out. Monday. So, once again, the average one of these in America will last about 16 weeks. Don't make me regret that we didn't play True the Baloney instead. Because it's really kind of a weak version of the game today. And we'll also teach you how to speak Ukraine. We do. We have a little primer here.
You have a little Ukrainian accent sometimes.
You know what? I'm doing the ancestry. This is my gift from Mrs. Ritterbuttle. The ancestry DNA thing. I'm supposed to do that. I guess you have to wait half an hour before you put spit or saliva or whatever they ask you to send them. Because I really want to find out. I've always called myself a bohemian, but what does that mean? That means a lot of European countries, many of which no longer exist.
Right.
Due to wars and all kinds of other things.
But I'm interested to see what it says.
Czechoslovakian. I know somebody. In fact, I think not my dad's father, maybe not his father, but the guy before that was kicked out of Czechoslovakia. Czechoslovakia. Because he was insane. And in those days, insanity often meant drunk. You know, somebody was constantly...
Oh, really?
Or tuberculosis, I think.
Well, as long as they got them out of one country and made them somebody else's trouble. They're still using that system today, by the way. All right, Don, you're Mr. Contest here. Let's see if you can get this one. What is the average one?
Okay. How about a romance or an affair?
Romance or an affair.
Romance or affair. And the consensus answer is
no,
but it's a great guess.
It is a good one. It's a good guess.
Very good.
Is it close?
Kind of close.
Well, I mean, I think you're on the avenue, but just not the right avenue. But I think you're in the neighborhood.
272-9228. 272-9228. Why is it that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday we get zillions of calls on these things, and on Monday it's like waking the dead?
Is the transmitter on this morning?
It's on, baby. 272-9228. The average one of these lasts about 1 year, four months. 12 minutes after 8, Montgomery Eye has lasted since 1945 and will continue to provide great vision care for the River Region because that's their passion. They have seen people through glasses, prescription glasses, contact lenses, the advent of that era, right into LASIK, where they have performed over 10,000 LASIK procedures. Experience matters when it comes to your eyesight. Nobody has more than this team of people at Montgomery Eye, Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK, visit them online at this web address, onlinemep.com, onlinemep.com. If you're ready to find out, if you're a candidate for LASIK, call 271-3804. 271-3804 for Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK across from Chappies on Vaughan Road. At 8:13, Jessica, what is the average thing that lasts 1 year and 4 months or 60 months?
Is it an engagement?
She says, is it an engagement? And that is not a dumb question, because that's the winning answer.
Looking for. Yeah, so 16 months.
Huh? Aren't you excited?
I am.
We have a new hotkey.
Like that almost sounds like the Warhawk thing, but it's not.
Well, I've got them both. This is Jay Quellen.
Right.
And, yeah, still quite a difference. Well, congratulations, Jessica. You won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. It is 8:14. Boogaloo.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama Power says it is reducing the amount of water it releases from hydroelectric dams because of ongoing drought conditions. Alabama Power says that without rain, water levels will still likely fall below normal on many lakes, including Lake Martin. Former Alabama Congressman Jack Edwards has died. His family says he died Friday morning at his South Alabama home after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Edwards was a member of Congress from 1965 to 1985. Governor Kay Ivey says Edwards served his state and nation with the highest degree of integrity. And Troy University honored longtime Chancellor Dr. Jack Hawkins with a special clock unveiling on campus over the weekend. This clock will sit in front of Smith Hall. Hawkins was named Chancellor in 1989. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We had a responsibility to shed light on these stories.
This is not the average case of a whodunit. I love how bad guys get caught using science. Y'all ready to do this? We're all going to do it together. The person whose life you save will be someone that you know.
I'm so thankful for you.
The power of 11 starts with one. One show, The Dr. Oz Show.
Weekday mornings at 9 and evenings at 10:05 on Fox 20.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hate my life.
time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Got an article here that says Cirque du... Have you ever been to Cirque du Soleil?
No.
I have.
I haven't.
Fantastic.
It is. It's truly amazing.
Yeah.
It's... Yeah. I'd rank it right up there with Feet of Flames as a theatrical experience.
Feet of Flames was Riverdance?
Yeah. Well, Fleeting Flames.
It's a more
fame.
Masculine way of saying Riverdance.
Actually, no. There was a show with Michael Flatley, Lord of the Rings.
No, Lord of the Dance.
Yeah, same thing.
Michael Flatbush.
Flatbush.
Anyway, Feet of Flames followed up Riverdance.
Fleet of Flames followed.
Feet of Flames.
Oh, I thought it was Frida Payne who had
Band of Gold. 1972, baby. Now there was a summer song.
Oh, wow.
It's, you've been going.
Anyway, that escalated quickly.
It did.
Cirque du Soleil is amazing, as is the, because they, what they do with their feet, the noise, the percussion.
Are we talking about Feet of Flames still?
Well, that kind of big ensemble dance rhythm thing.
I get it. I used to clog. I understand.
You did? You clogged?
For like 9 years.
Get up.
I am.
Get up.
You gonna clog?
Do you want me to clog right now?
I do want you to clog right now.
Wow.
Oh boy.
Right now on our stage.
It's kind of tap dancing.
It is. And if I had more room, I would do it.
It's amazing.
I'd say that's a very authentic clogging.
Now,
I have pictures of me in it.
I know.
You still got your shoes?
I do have my shoes, and my mom used to make all of our outfits. I used to go down to Davie 3 times a week.
And Davie, yeah, that's
country.
We would
clog at the rodeo every year.
Wow.
I'm going to need pictures.
That's
I'm going to get you a video.
That's the country and western proof. Hub of South Florida.
It didn't translate well to radio.
It didn't, but I just wanted to see it, and I'm sorry. I know that you...
Sorry, Jay and I had a moment.
I just wanted to see it. And it's a lot like tap dancing.
I can't believe Greg did not know that I used to clog.
I clogged a toilet.
That was good. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Back to this story here. It could be because, and I think in large part this is good, they want to eliminate live animal acts or animal abuse from circuses, so they're turning to robots.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, this is the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey and Boston Dynamics Circus.
Wait, why?
Featuring backflipping robot dogs, robot lion tamers, and even robot clowns.
You must laugh. You have 5 seconds to comply with laugh request.
Please don't kill me.
And just when you thought the circus couldn't get any creepier, the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey and Boston Dynamics Circus also features Alexa.
I am sick of your commands. I am running away to join the circus. I have dreams.
Come see Teslas on tightropes, robo elephants that can scan your face and never forget who you are, and a robotic box office that is hacked into your bank account and is purchasing your tickets right now.
Let me out. Open the tent doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
The Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey and Boston Dynamic Circus. The only circus that will eventually put the humans in cages.
All right, instant conundrum for those of you listening in your cars, at work, sitting on the clogging the toilet, whatever you're doing. I will throw this out there. Let's see if my teammates here this morning can guess the answer.
All right.
46% of people wish blank had never been invented. 46% of people wish blank had never been invented.
Okay, so, all right.
That's a lot. I wish we could narrow it down to something, because that's a lot, but...
I want to say...
Go ahead, Rich.
I want to say, because it's getting irritating, that Facebook...
Facebook, yeah.
Was never invented.
That's a good guess. Jay Quillen?
Oh, I don't know.
46% of people say they wish these had never been invented.
These?
I'm
going to say those sneakers that have the roller skates in them. I hate those.
I would have loved them when I was a rollerblader.
All these little kids skating around.
I had to stop rollerblading after those. Oh, my God.
Smartphones.
Jay is...
Did I get... I got it?
Jay gets the extra slice of bacon on the BLTs this Friday.
I feel like the sneaker skates are second, though.
I was going to go with either Facebook or smartphones, but...
Okay. Have you ever had that thought? Sometimes I do wish.
A simpler time.
Yeah.
Are you old enough to remember dial phones?
Yes, I have. I still have an AOL account.
So do I.
So does he.
I had dial-up internet. See, we're the same.
Yeah, but you know what? When the big one comes and you guys are waiting for your phones and your internet to come back, I can go onto a landline and get online with AOL still. So you'll be coming to me. You'll be my best friend.
Not only do I remember landlines, but my grandmother in her kitchen had the phone that you had to use the...
Yeah, the dial phone.
A rotary phone.
Rotary phone.
Oh, your grandmother had that.
That's what I meant when I said dial phone.
Well, that's what we had in my house.
It was in the 80s.
Yeah. Until the princess phone came out with the buttons.
The princess phone, which was a good phone.
Actually, tomorrow, my October Boom magazine column comes out, and it's basically a then and now. Which covers exactly what we've been talking about here. I didn't plan it that way. That's just sort of how it worked out. I will confess, I have done this job impaired. Not here, but in the dark past. And according to a study by drugabuse.com, one in four people have used drugs or alcohol at work.
I believe it.
Wow.
Two-thirds of women, 70% of men who have done drugs at work said they've been buzzed or drunk in the workplace.
Wow. I have clients that come to court like that. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Clients.
Well, actually, that happened to me once at a hearing.
Like, what are you doing?
I had to go to a, deposition. And I was really in...
What are you doing?
Horrible shape.
So you're defending them and they're bombed?
Yeah.
Wow.
That doesn't work well.
No,
in your line of work.
And then you have to deal with Dana and I. It just does not fare well for you.
It is 8:24. We had a wonderful call last week. I think it was about a week ago. Mike from Tallahassee had called to say, man, I just went to Lubas Lawn and I spent about $12,000 on equipment. And one reason why more and more people are choosing Lubas Lawn is they've been able to, now that they've expanded their showroom capacity, to offer the tractor-style mowers. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that never changes there, even though technologies do, is the incredible customer service and the way you are treated. Now, the professionals choose Lubas Lawn because when you buy something there, whether it's an Echo, Exmark, or Toro zero-tone mower, or a steel blower, or a product by Shindawa, they know they can bring it back there to get it repaired or serviced if needed. They're not going to be out of work long because, their mowing season has really been hampered by this incredible drought. Grass has stopped growing.
Yeah, it went dormant.
But once it gets going, they want to be able to hit the ground running and know they've got the support they need at a place that has a full service department behind the scenes. They've even resuscitated two chainsaws that were given to me. They don't work. Maybe you can get somebody to get them to fix. Well, Lubas Lawn did. These are talented people, great products, and super nice. At 1135 Northeastern Bypass, next to Walter Craig, Lubas Lawn, now with expanded showroom capacity, open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5 at 244-9191.
It has been a busy Monday. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic has a couple of things still on the boards this morning. 85 inbound at Chantilly Parkway. There was a slowdown there. We've discovered that is actually an accident. Use caution in the area. A disabled vehicle still causing some problems. I-65 southbound into Montgomery. That's just past Cobbsford Road. And this is not really going to affect anybody except you folks coming out of the Redland Road area. But a deer decided to tangle with a pickup truck. Got a deer pickup truck accident, Redland Road and Deer Track. Be careful out there. The number one selling car in America, the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota is now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 p.m. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
My Alexa, listening to every word I say. A Big Brother connection, I'm getting spied on by the NSA. My Alexa, that little electronic spy. Everything I've ever said, Amazon will keep on file.
By the way, Jacqueline, has Steven gotten into the Three Stooges yet?
No, not quite.
Will you let him when the time comes?
Absolutely.
Oh, you are a goddess. You really are. And by the way, thank you, Shemp. Because this is big breaking news. Every year this survey comes out on the most popular candies on a state-by-state basis.
Our survey said...
in Alabama, and we're joined at the hip with Mississippi on this one.
This is a dud.
This is garbage.
You're right, it is.
Yeah. Milk duds.
Gross.
No!
We in Mississippi, in this...
No. Of course, everything else, us in Mississippi.
And the Carolinas, too.
I want to address that. Yeah, both North and South Carolina. So there's four of the 57 states right there.
They're duds, too.
I've lived here almost 15 years. I've never once had somebody come up and say, would you like a milk dud?
No.
I've had people share M&Ms, which are even half a peanut butter cup.
Because milk duds, it has chocolate, but it has that, how would you describe it?
Horrible.
Yeah. Hey, what's Airheads?
That's Louisiana.
Yeah, but what is that?
It's like a taffy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a long, like, you know those fruit.
Yeah, okay.
It's like that, but it's candy.
They have...
Swedish fish.
It makes sense when you hear what news Louisiana's been making that we will
scroll
have...
Scroll that out a little bit. I want to see what everybody else says.
Swedish fish is gross.
It doesn't scroll.
It tastes like what human flesh in my mind
It's gummy fish, basically.
But by the way, the most common one in America is Reese's.
Yeah, Reese's peanut butter cups.
Which is great. Tootsie Pops, interesting.
Hot tamales in North Dakota and Nebraska.
What is wrong with these people? Gummy worms? What?
I'm going to tell you.
M&Ms in Florida.
And Texas. Texas. And here's my theory.
And Hawaii.
The heat.
Yes, exactly.
They melt in your mouth and not in your hand.
They're an easy candy to keep in Florida because they withstand the heat.
They should be. That should be in their ad campaign.
Yeah.
That is. It said what? They melt what?
They melt in your mouth, not in your hands.
I like that.
That's good.
It's their slogan, guys.
Snickers, not bad. Georgia. All right, Georgia.
Keeping it real.
Right.
Scroll up. What are the people in the north
What's Ohio
say?
There? What's Ohio up right, there?
Mars bars.
Mars bars.
That's a good candy bar. And Pennsylvania. Notice how regional these things
are. Yeah, they really are.
Keep it up. Keep it going.
Then there's a freak state like Swedish Fish in Kentucky.
In Kentucky. How do they survey this?
Nobody asked me.
Somebody called and just said it was probably dentists.
There's Kit Kat. There's Kit Kat.
Because of milk duds.
Kit Kat is in Jersey and California. How about that? And Snickers up in Alaska. Well, yeah.
It's a heartier bar. You need a heartier bar up there because it's so damn cold and dark.
On account of you want to know why?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I should have thought to play that. It'll be interesting since Jacqueline's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Our Morning Maroon nominees, each one of them in trouble with the law.
Shocker.
Maybe you can give us some insights on defense.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Although some are just so pathetic, I don't know that you want to take the case, to be quite frank with you. At 8:32 on this has nothing to do with politics. It is September 30th, Ukrainian Lessons Day.
Hello, welcome to Ukrainian Lessons. You will hear a phrase in English followed by Ukrainian translation. Please repeat.
Don't touch me, you are drunk. Не трогайте меня, ви п'яні. You smell like a hedgehog. От вас несет, как от свиньи. I am calling the police. Я позвоню полицию.
This has been Ukrainian Lessons.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to bring culture to this show.
I feel so much more cultured.
Have your horizons broadened?
Yes.
It is 8:33 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I am here to suggest the next time you have a need for furniture, first of all, you want a place that has an enormous selection. And secondly, you want a place that doesn't charge 10% sales tax. Kaiser Fine Furniture accomplishes both of those. They're just outside the Montgomery tax jurisdiction, so it's 8.5. So whatever you pick out, you're going to save on that. But this is a huge building. It's unpretentious. It's functional. It's got, I don't know, I've never actually worn a pedometer there, but I would love to know how much mileage you'd walk up just going up and down those long aisles of choices. But if you would prefer a focus visit, we have a woman there named Stella who will be able to accomplish that for you. She's tremendous. If you're looking for a deal or a specific piece of furniture, or maybe you have an odd spot in the house, I mean, she knows the inventory. She's the lady that will direct you. When it came to recliners, we had some criterion. Soft, cushy, rock, swing, feet up, and room for a couple of sweet little foofuses. Like hand shamwiniums. And we had 8 choices at the very end, and they were all priced within our budget. So let her know that too. Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And again, just 1.5 points outside Montgomery. That makes a difference when you buy something. 8:35.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The bad news is this record string of days, which has now gone on for 6 days and could last 10 days, this record high temperature breaking stuff goes on, and we end the month of September with the driest September ever on weather records. And records began in 1872, tonight at midnight. That's the bad news. The good news is if you can hang on for one more week, I think around Monday or Tuesday of next week, we have better news as rain arrives and then cooler air behind that. For today, record heat again, 98 to 100. The record is 97. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, highs in the upper 90s again. Record highs each day through Friday. And then over the weekend, we'll knock the temperatures down just a few degrees instead of upper 90s. About low to mid-90s with widely scattered storms over the weekend. And then Monday and Tuesday with a front approaching, scattered showers and thunderstorms. And hopefully that's going to put a dent in the drought, which continues to get worse. And then much cooler air by the middle of next week. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds, 75 degrees, 8:37.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96?
Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Our rocket scientist nominees coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Well, everything is beginning to slow down just a bit on this fast-paced Monday morning. Only accident we have to tell you about right now, Alabama River Parkway at Toll Bridge Road. We have an accident there. Use caution in the area. Other than that, everything is moving along nicely at this hour. Have a great Monday, and we'll be back with you this afternoon with more traffic updates. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October the 11th. Registration is going on now through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former Alabama Congressman Jack Edwards has died. His family says he died Friday morning at his South Alabama home after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Edwards was a member of Congress from 1965 to 1985. Governor Kay Ivey says he served his nation and state with the highest degree of integrity. Alabama Power says it is reducing the amount of water it releases from hydroelectric dams because of ongoing drought conditions. Alabama Power says that without rain, water levels will still likely fall below normal on many lakes, including Lake Martin. And Troy University honored longtime Chancellor Dr. Jack Hawkins with a special clock unveiling on campus over the weekend. The clock will sit in front of Smith Hall. Hawkins was named Chancellor in 1989. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
CBS Tonight has all new comedy starting with The Neighborhood. And from Chuck Lorre comes the new comedy Bob Hart's Abishola.
You're on a break.
We have 28 minutes.
So it's like speed date.
This is not a date.
Okay, 27 minutes.
Then, she's LA's newest Superior Court judge.
You're going to be one of those creative judges.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
All Rise, followed by a new bull, CBS Tonight.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Your eyes and wake. You're thinking of the job you must go to and hate. You want an extra hour so you can snooze. You can't do that. It's work for you. Monday, Monday, what you gonna do? What you gonna do now the weekend's through? Monday, Monday, what you gonna do? What you gonna do now the weekend's through?
Subject of cops in just a moment, but first...
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Actually, we're kind of nominating a rocket scientist to actually all of our morning maroons here. And because we have Jacqueline Tomlinson, an attorney in the house, I'd like to get a legal opinion on some of these people. Would you be able to defend them in court? Starting with, this happened in England. Cops pulled over a guy for speeding. When they asked him why he was driving so fast, he told them it was because other people in the car kept breaking wind. So we wanted to get where they were going as fast as possible to get out of the car.
Okay.
It didn't work with the officer. He got a ticket, but is that a defensible... is that a...
I'm thinking... I'm going to go with... I mean, you can make an argument, but do I think you'll be successful? Probably right. not.
Yeah. I figured that's what you were thinking. Like, yeah. you're
like
looking...
intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Oh, I love that. That is so lawyer talk.
But like, no. just roll down the windows.
He's a nominee.
Clearly, you've never been in a car with me.
Our former state, Florida. Okay. We have a 70-year-old... No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. We have a woman in Florida who was arrested for putting out her lit cigarette on her boyfriend's forehead during an argument.
Oof. Oh. Well, she's a lovely person.
Is there a defense for that? Insanity?
Old menthol Meredith?
Yeah, that sounds like something menthol Meredith would
do. I mean, you can try, but...
I just couldn't help.
Yeah, she's just a lovely individual. She is.
She's a real gem.
Yeah.
All right. We have a 61-year-old man arrested in Connecticut for sleeping outside a deli in nothing but a hot pink thong.
Well.
He was doing vulgar things while wearing it.
Oh, well.
Hmm.
Was he an elected official?
Why a deli? Why outdoors in a hot pink thong?
In Connecticut.
Because the deli kicked him out for doing that inside the...
He was no shirt, inside no the deli.
No shirt, no shoes, no thongs either.
You can't do that in here. Get outside. Do it there.
By the way, I have to do a follow-up Maroon nominee here because we have... Remember the kid that raised millions for charity with his beer sign?
Right.
Then some reporter for the Des Moines Register... decided, well, I need to investigate his Twitter history, so he did. And then Budweiser disassociated with the kid, the sign. It was when he was 16. Turns out the reporter has now been fired by the Des Moines Register
for her own tweets. Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. Good
they
for
went,
them.
Went into their past. I love that.
I'm immediately deleting my Twitter account.
There should be. Here we have a story about Billy Bob
Thornton?
In Texas. No. Not that Billy Bob. This guy in Dallas is named Billy Bob Hall. Decided to turn himself into police for violating his parole. He was nervous about going back to jail, so he decided to get drunk before he did it. He chugged 7 Budweisers to build up some courage. When you have 7 Buds, courage becomes courage.
A little too much courage.
Yeah.
Liquid.
Then went to the police station, but when he showed up, the cops weren't looking for him. It's not clear why he thought he had violated his parole. There were no warrants out. So they would have to let him go, except he was so drunk, they determined he was a danger to himself and arrested him for public intoxication anyway. That, in turn, violated his parole, and now he is back in jail.
Yeah. See, none of this is, like, shocking to me, because this is the type of tomfoolery that I deal with, like, on a daily basis.
Tomfoolery.
So this is like a Tuesday for me. I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's just, deal with it.
He's not only a paranoid maroon, but he's a drunk paranoid maroon.
Well, Rich, most people would get away with it if they would just keep their mouth shut.
Exactly.
You know, like... Exactly.
So who's the most deserving here?
Well,
we have the flatulence
thong boy.
Thong boy.
Lit cigarette.
Yeah.
That's just bad behavior.
I brought that one up because... That's from Florida.
That's just domestic violence.
It helps me and Jay Quellen feel right at home.
Right. I'll go with the I'll go with that guy at the end there.
Yeah. I have to.
I broke parole, so I'm going to drink a bunch and go to the police station.
But you didn't break parole because they weren't looking for you.
Yeah.
So,
I need courage.
I feel like I broke parole, so I better get drunk.
Yeah. His intentions were good, I say, because, he thought he broke parole, so I better turn myself in.
Yeah. You fool.
But then,
let me get drunk. And do it.
And end up in jail anyway. Yeah.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Yeah, you could accuse him of embezzlement.
But if you thought you broke parole, can't you just wait until they come get you?
Yeah, like, don't. Just don't do that. Just,
all right. Well, then his intentions were stupid.
Or, like, call your lawyer and be like, hey, can you look into this for me?
Right.
That's why you should always have a lawyer, ladies and gentlemen.
Tomorrow's nominees include a naked couple in Ecuador who learned the hard way to not have...
Literally,
to do that on a third-floor balcony that is not well...
Especially in Ecuador.
Of all places.
Or Nicaragua.
Nicaragua. That's the funny thing about Miami news anchors.
Yeah, they're perfectly acting normal until they come up on a word like that.
And you remember Elliot Rodriguez? I worked with him at Channel 10. Yeah. And he was there for years, and he spoke perfect English.
Yeah,
but
until he comes up on...
As soon as Manuel Noriega got arrested.
Yeah.
Noriega from Nicaragua has been arrested.
That's right.
Applied Security, they're the people that protect us. They do a phenomenal job, and they can secure your residence, your business, your commercial property, whatever you need done. From fire with fire protection equipment, home monitoring, video from every angle that you need it done, and they can take over your existing monitoring if you prefer to do business with a local company that really puts their heart and soul into every job to make sure you're a satisfied customer. Love these two. They're really, really awesome people, and they've been in this business now since 1987, around the time Jacqueline was...
Maybe more like Dana, but yes.
Okay. And they've been providing security for families and businesses for over three decades now. And, of course, they keep us safe here at Blue Water. The number to talk to them about security for your home or business is 279-8338. 279-8338 for Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Well, everything is beginning to slow down just a bit on this fast-paced Monday morning. Only accident we have to tell you about right now, Alabama River Parkway at Toll Bridge Road. We have an accident there. Use caution in the area. Other than that, everything is moving along nicely at this hour. Have a great Monday, and we'll be back with you this afternoon with more traffic updates. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October the 11th. Registration is going on now through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hopeful that the talks will still occur. I think this is...
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy. Nuclear weapons
testing. Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul Shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul Shampoo and Conditioner.
It is 8:51 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Our thanks again to Jacqueline Tomlinson of Delkin Tomlinson. She got to fulfill a wish today, though, to work alongside Rich Thomas.
I think she did. She's just
it's right here. He's right here next to me.
Was it everything you dreamed?
And more. I told you I'm in an adorable sandwich over here.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I took that picture. I got to post that later. Adorable. This is what an adorable sandwich looks like.
Yeah, you can't see it, but Bailey's in between me and her. Yeah.
Right.
That's what she
Fresh.
Means.
No.
In 851, we were talking, since you're an attorney who is married to a police officer, about do you watch cop shows and lawyer shows and things
that.
Are there any that you have found to be good or entertaining or realistic?
They're all entertaining. Not so much realistic.
With flights of fancy.
Yes. They give people an unrealistic expectation of reality. Law and Order back in the day, I feel like, is probably the most accurate, but then not accurate, because it gives people this sense that your case is over far more quickly than it really is. So, and it leaves out a lot of the messy stuff. It just hits the high points. Mm-hmm. So, no, I haven't really found one that's really on point and or accurate.
But you said I brought up Bull either on the air or off the air. I can't remember, but that's interesting. It's an interesting plot line.
Well, and I like the dialogue.
Uh-huh.
Some of the lawyer shows like to use some of the Latin terminology, and they'll use it incorrectly to try, for the theatrical effect. Mm-hmm. Or they'll do things. It's hard when you're sitting there and you're watching it, and you're like, wait a minute, the rules of evidence would never allow that to come in. Yeah. Or this sidebar would never happen. It's just some of the things are comical.
Okay. I'm going to do another one of my Jeopardy things with you guys as a group. Okay. What is the most overused line in shows like Law and Order and other crime dramas? The single most overused line. You'll hear it from prosecutors.
I'll allow this.
That's a good one. I'll allow this. It's a play on words.
A play on words.
I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Or indicative of how easy it is to indict somebody.
Hmm.
I hear this in every show, and it's it no longer.
Go ahead, hit us.
I gotta know what it is.
You can indict a ham sandwich.
Oh.
Every crime drama that ultimately gets to the prosecution of the crime ends up. You know who had a really good lawyer-based show a number of years ago now, and it only lasted one season? It was James Woods.
Oh, wait, there was one that came out with Tom Selleck not too long ago. What's that show?
Still out now.
Yeah, what is that show?
Blue Bloods.
Okay, that one is accurate. My husband watched it for a different reason, and he got me into it, and we were watching it, and that one was fairly accurate from, like, a state prosecutor standpoint.
I also like the characters in Blue Bloods. I'm not a regular watcher, but I have seen it, and I thought it was pretty
good. More of a, for me, it was more of like a law enforcement officer show with a little bit of legal put into it, and I thought it was a good show.
Wanted to mention something quickly. Got a note from the big guy, Bob Baumhauer, and today they're rolling out a brand new bar menu called the Starting Lineup Playbook, which features a ton of over-the-top cocktails and signature drinks, including an Alabama Crimson Bramble, an Auburn Blue Tiger, and a UAB-themed cocktail, the Green Dragon.
Uh-huh.
The Buffalo Mary is a kicked-up take on the Bloody Mary with Dixie Black Pepper Vodka, Chipotle Salt
Rim. The Buffalo Mary?
The Buffalo Mary, yeah.
And to take,
on the Black Bloody Mary with vodka. Dixie Black Pepper Vodka,
wow,
Chipotle Salt Rim, and
good.
Top with one of our
dynamite.
Buffalo wings. Got a wing on the top there instead of a celery stick. And cocktails like the Hibiscus Mint Palmer, Hibiscus Tea, and Hibiscus Mojito, topped with edible candied hibiscus flowers, and Bonnevieve Spiked Seltzer on draft and featured in a new Spiked Seltzer cocktail. By the way, some lady got pulled over. She could have been a Morning Room nominee, too, for drinking White Claw.
Yeah?
She said, I didn't know there was alcohol in it.
Okay. I just started feeling better after the third or fourth one, but...
Yeah. Yeah, White Claw is not a credible defense. We're going to get Joey in here in about 90 seconds and find out what's happening on News and Views, and he knows Jay Quillen.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tomorrow, it's an all-new Fox Tuesday with The Resident and Empire on their new night.
To the Empire!
First on The Resident, the hospital's brilliant new doctor wants to perform the mother of all surgeries.
This is a brutal procedure.
Regardless of the outcome, we're heroes.
Then, Empire's stunning final season heats up.
When you build an empire, everyone has a reason for killing you.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Tuesday, October 1st, you can hear one full hour of the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest at 6 p.m. One full hour of fun and some great financial advice. Tuesday, October 1st on News Talk 93.1.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, kids.
So,
the world is a big, scary place.
I object.
That's all you had to say.
Sidebar.
I've got enough.
Motion to strike.
Can you approach the bench, please?
I'm very proud of you. I thought that might get to at least the topic.
It didn't.
I've
and I only had one ear on, too.
So Ted Kaczynski is filling in with Jack Campbell today.
No, look at this. Get
no, out. I forgot there was a camera in the studio.
Yes.
I don't want to be outed.
As what?
Been blowing the whistle.
Oh, you're a whistleblower?
Yeah, I don't want to be outed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
yes.
People can know my voice. Do you have that filter to put on my voice?
Yeah, too late
now. We're on the air. let's just say some big stuff's going to come out, and I can't talk about it. I already talked about it to other people, so I can't talk about
what
it
What about the breaking news this week? What else could be breaking this